Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin quotes the Wisconsin budget project as saying that 24,000 people in the state will lose their jobless benefits next week. Baldwin says the Senate should pass a bipartisan bill next month that would extend those payments. She's hoping members of the House get an earful on their break about doing the same thing.
We really thought they shouldn't have gone home without completing this business. It was obviously something that had a fast approaching deadline, and especially around the holidays, we should be thinking about families in need.
But Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he'll vote against extension.
You can always take a look at every one of these spending programs and have a great deal of sympathy and say, yeah, boy, let's continue to provide those benefits. But if we don't get our fiscal house in order, if we don't show the type of fiscal discipline, we're going to have some debt crisis, and then we won't be able to afford any of these programs.
Appearing Tuesday on WPR's Joy Cardine program, Johnson said long-term unemployment benefits reduce the incentive to go back to work.
Continue to extend unemployment benefits extends unemployment, and that's not a good thing.
But Baldwin thinks that's bunk.
This is a pittance compared to what people were making when they had their jobs. In Wisconsin, we have this incredible work ethic. What it is a stopgap as people are searching for new work and trying to get back on their feet.
The Senate bill would only extend the benefits 3 months, but Baldwin thinks that would give them enough time to work out a longer-term plan. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.